Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time for yet another great mate debate.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's great mate debate.
We have a lovely couple today with Zach and Emma, and Emma's just not feeling the love.
Oh, good Lord. Okay. She won the toss, so she gets to give her side first. Emma?
Hi.
Hi. Hi. What is happening?
So I've been dating my boyfriend, Zach, for about 4 years. We live together.
Okay.
But we don't necessarily agree on how often to say, I love you.
That's something you need to talk about?
Explain yourself.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something that I want in the relationship. I love him so much. I know that he loves me, but I think I need more of that words of affirmation, I guess you can call it. But I just want him to say, I love you more. And I feel like I never actually hear him say those words. You know, we talk all day long, but it's like, whether it's a quick text, or, you know, he says it when he leaves for work, just kind of any time. I just want to hear it at least a couple times a day.
You want to hear him say, I love you?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you already, oh my God.
I'm with her. Wait, you said he's never saying it?
I mean, he has said it before. It's not like he's never said it. I just feel like I'm telling him that I love him all the time and we've been together for so long and, you know, we are building a future together and this is something that's really important to me.
Okay.
So I feel like, you know, we're taking the steps. We live together. Mm-hmm. I think he should be more comfortable saying I love you back to me, and he's
refusing
when I ask him.
Okay. Unlike Erica, I will not pick a side until I've heard both sides. So can we hear Zach first?
Yeah, well, I'm happy to.
But will you listen to him?
I'll listen.
Am I crazy or is she already?
He better have a good reason.
But you've already. Okay, Zach.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, Zach. What's your side of this?
Look, I can't believe we're doing this on the radio. This is ridiculous.
Okay, then may I say thank you for coming on. I know that not everybody when we do a Great Mate Debate, not everybody's a fully willing participant. So we appreciate you coming on.
Yeah.
So why don't you say it?
Emma, I have one question. Do you feel loved? Because, like, I show you love in almost everything I do every single day. I don't understand why I got to say it, too. Why do I have to verbalize it? I don't, like, we're happy together. I don't get why, like, we don't have any problems. Are you just, like, making this a problem because we have nothing to fight about? Like, I don't get it. Like, it's not like this is, like, a high school relationship where we have to, what's the word? Like, confirm or make each other call. I don't even know. It's
say
just, like,
I love you? Is that the word you're looking for?
Okay.
Yeah, it's like if it's said too much, it's oversaturated. I like to leave it for moments that I really feel it's necessary, because then it's special. I'm so frustrated.
Okay, Zach, hang on. you don't have to go on hold or anything, but just sit right there. You asked a question at the front. Let's let her in. Yeah. Do you feel loved, Emma?
Yeah, I mean, generally, I guess I feel loved, but part of feeling love for me is also hearing it from you, Zach. So, like, yeah. I just don't understand if I'm saying that I want you to say it and then you don't, that doesn't make me really feel loved.
I'm not a words of affirmation kind of guy. You know that.
I know, but I'm not asking for you to tell me I'm beautiful every day. I'm just asking for you to say I love you before you go to work.
And there's a difference of how you receive love versus how you show love.
Yeah, I'm just...
Oh, that was the most timid you've ever sounded.
I'm so frustrated because I feel Zach so much. It's like he is doing what so many guys won't do. So she could trade in a guy who makes her feel loved for a guy who maybe doesn't make her feel as loved, but says it all the time. I love you.
Does it have to be one or the other, or is it your life partner? Shouldn't it be both?
Point. That sounds insecure. Like, I love you. That sounds like you're trying to, like, just keep her around because you're insecure.
Well, Zach's not going to like me very much because my fiance and I say I love you constantly.
Great. And if he wants to, that's great. But, like,
so
Zach doesn't want to say
both.
It.
Everyone it's should not- get both if they want both.
But also, what? isn't being in a healthy relationship listening to what your partner wants?
Yes.
Yeah. Shouldn't you be listening to Zach? Oops.
Yeah. Oh.
It's a two-way street.
Zach, chill.
Yeah. Relax. You don't want to take advice from this guy.
Oh no.
Slack, I love you.
Hi. They have just lost my job.
Okay. 303-222-5423. You can call or text. I just find it fascinating. It's like, listen to your partner. Yeah. He's saying, I don't want the words to lose their meaning. Is that not a valid argument?
Sure, but...
Thank you.
Don't you think the words still have meaning? Every day when you get in a car, you're risking your life. So, I love you, drive safe.
Whoa, what does that have to do with anything?
Because...
Okay, Zach!
Zach, this is... I know what you're trying to say. What if Zach got in a car wreck,
yep,
or Emma got in a car wreck, and they hadn't just said they love each other?
The last day that they said it was a week ago.
Or a month ago, it sounds
like. But did she... Oh my God, what? I almost just cussed. Did she feel loved that day? Did she feel loved?
You just spit in my direction.
I know I did. I'm trying not to.
And maybe she felt loved, but don't you want to hear it?
Yeah, like, how do you think it feels to say I love you all the time and then not have someone say it back?
Maybe you should say it less.
No, well, okay. Okay.
Because you're burning it out. Like, you're burning it out.
Zach, what do you do when she says it to you? Do you just, like, okay,
do you fist bump her?
No, I give her a kiss. I don't, like...
Yes.
I'm an actions kind of guy. I'm not a lot of things. What?
Yeah, there are the you see, like, high school relationships. I love you so much. And you're like, they don't love each other. They don't even know what love is.
But that's right. Different than adult relationships.
Emma and Zach, how long have you guys been together?
4 years.
Okay, because I was thinking maybe it's that puppy love and they're, like, getting out of it. Or, like, the honeymoon. But four years, you're in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it becomes, it's just how you end a conversation. Love ya. That's not love. Like, I would end every conversation with my ex-wife. Love you, bye.
I want to make something so clear. You're angry because people express their love for people in a crummy world that we live in. You're angry that people put it out there that often.
I'm not angry if it's real. He's like, I already am showing you that I love you. And she's not denying that he's showing that. Mm-hmm. But she's like, I need it shown and said. It's like, but I don't like saying it. I feel like I'm already doing it. And I'd just be giving it lip service. I don't want to give
it. But it's not lip service because he means it. So say it more often because your time here is limited.
Yeah.
But he's already doing the thing. He's doing the thing.
The thing.
I'm doing the thing.
I feel like at the end of everyone's life, it's like, tell the people you love that you love them.
Right. Or show them.
Or do both.
You don't have any regrets if you've been showing them your whole life. I've shown them I've loved them. So I don't feel regret because I know that I showed you I loved you.
Unless your significant other is saying, I want you to tell me more.
I'm just saying, I've been in relationships where we said it a lot and we didn't feel it anymore, really. But you're still just saying it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't want to get to that point.
That's not the rule. That's the exception.
We have to take a break.
Okay.
So I can walk around.
Okay. Should I have been a lawyer?
Emma, I hope you, like, I know you guys have had this argument. I need both of you to be open-minded for whomever calls.
Yeah.
I understand what you want, Emma.
I agree, because I don't know what side I'm on, truly.
Okay. But it's like, Emma, you want something, and you feel like your partner should give it to you. And I understand and respect that.
I'm not asking for that much.
But he doesn't want something, and you should hear that and respect that. And we got to figure out whose wishes are more important on this subject. Okay. Hang on.
I mean, I think the fact that I'm doing this on the radio for you shows you how much I love you.
I mean, he's not wrong there. But why can't he just say it? They wouldn't have to be on the radio if he just said, hey, I love you.
Oh, my God, Erica.
Zach and I hate each other.
You get it, Zach.
Hang on. I need you, Tia, to isolate the audio where she goes, don't take advice from this one.
I'm sorry about that.
And send it to upper management right now.
Yes, I will do that because I love you.
Thank you.
Look at that.
I love you too.
You guys are saying it.
Because I'm okay with it. I'm not Zach.
We also don't say it all that often. We could say it more, but we don't say it.
Okay.
We just know.
Should he have to say it more, even though she admits that he's proven it, but she needs it. I get it. Or does he go, then you're just going to burn the words out in my world. 303. Stop. If you sigh one more time, I will turn this car around. Okay. And spit in your general direction.
No.
303-222-5423.
Who's right? Who's wrong? The Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate on Alice.
303-222-5423.
We're in the middle of a Great Mate Debate. It's about the L word, whether or not it can be overused or... She just wants to hear him say it. He does say it. He has said it.
Mm-hmm.
Emma and Zach are here. They've been together 4 years. They live together. She wants to hear it a couple times a day. He doesn't want the words to lose their meaning. There was a great analogy.
Oh, no,
on
no,
the text.
No, I'm not reading that. Let's just say it involved.
Yeah. It was like, what if his love language is a special thing that
special
he wants?
Special treat from
special
her.
Special treat. Shouldn't he get that whenever he wants it?
Took the words out of my mouth. Not literally, but I do have a problem with the love language talk because it's like every guy goes, well, I think mine's physical touch. And women go, oh, come on, be serious. I am. I'm telling you, it's physical touch. I want physical touch. And they go, no, but pick a different one.
Right.
Like, that. I don't want to do that.
Right. I don't think every woman's doing that. Also. Right.
Everyone goes, oh, come on, dumb guy. Of course. Be serious.
Right, but physical touch is different than the things.
Relations.
Analogy.
Yeah.
No, it's, there's physical touches.
It's very close, but yes. Physical touch can also be cuddling, holding
right,
hands.
He has a very specific. Okay. Anyway, Emma, Zach, we do, Zach, for you especially, I know you're here under duress, so we appreciate it. We're gonna get to the bottom of this. Feel free to interact with any of your jury members, starting with Jay.
Jay.
Whose side are you on?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
What's up, Jay? I'm just calling as a 60-year-old man who has been in a relationship, married for pretty much ever. You know, my love is, my love language, if you would, is both touch and words of affirmation.
Okay.
So she respects that. Hers is different, so I respect hers. It's not like it makes or breaks the relationship, but it helps. I mean, over a long term, if they're missing that little piece of it, they look elsewhere.
She's just going to look for somebody to say the words, not make her feel it, but just say the words.
You guys, I genuinely think this would be a deal breaker for me.
Because that is what she likes. I mean, she loves everything else that you do, I'm sure. But you can't change someone's love language. You can't. That's kind of who they are.
Yeah.
But Jay, let's pretend Zach loses in a landslide today, and then he's going to just go ahead and do it. So here's what she's going to get. I love you. I love you. I love you. Does that feel like love? Does that feel like love? To you? Does it seem like I'm telling you I love you, or am I just saying three words?
There's a big problem if that's the answer.
I'm already showing you love. Like, what? Like...
It also sounds like Jay was forced to pick a second love language. That's to my point.
Oh, no.
I think he was saying his give and receive.
Jay
potentially
seemed like a sweetie.
Yes. Yeah. Alright, let's just keep going here. Where am I going? All right, here. Brenda?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, I'm here. whose side are you on?
Let me tell you, I've been married 23 years, and I never, ever have told my husband I love him.
Never?
Never.
At least once.
What about your wedding day?
Nope. And I am happily married. I'm 65 years old. He's 70. We have been happily married. We show our love. We don't have to say it. He knows. It's just not me. I feel almost like if someone wants to make me say it, if you're making me say it, I can't explain it, but I'm basically on his side, I have to say, and I'm a good example of it. So you don't
Thank
have
you,
to
Brenda.
Say it. You got to show it.
Brenda, does he say it to you?
Sometimes, but it's almost kind of comical, and we have 6 kids, 14 grandkids, 2 great.
And, do you say it to them?
Yeah.
I say it to my children and my grandchildren, but it's
so
a
So what's wrong
love
with your husband?
Because I show him, I don't have to tell him, and I do love him, but he knows it. I don't have to tell him.
If he doesn't know it, then that's a problem.
Yeah, we see what you're saying, Zach.
Thank you, Brenda. You just don't like it when somebody's made a point? They've made it 23 years without saying it.
No, he was making a joke.
I know, but yeah. Okay. You and me are not doing well by the end of this thing.
No, we're not, because I can't with this.
Felicia?
Yes.
Whose side are you on?
Oh, Slackers, for sure.
Oh, I'm not in this, but okay.
So Zach's
side over here.
Why? Why?
Because it does. It gets diluted.
Yes.
It can't. Okay.
It can. You know, if I don't show you and you don't know that I love you, like, why do I always have to say
Once
it?
Once a day is not help? Diluted. No.
But if...
14 times a day isn't
thank,
even
Thank
diluted.
You, Felicia. You guys... if it's diluted for him... Then it's diluted. You don't burn out on it, Erica.
I don't because I...
But he does.
I love my partner that much.
So does he.
So do I.
Oh my God, why can't... Like, we're fighting over a thing. It's like, the thing that drives me the most nuts, it is not... It cannot be disputed. Emma has agreed. Zach has agreed. He loves her. Why are we on the radio right now talking about this?
Yeah,
what? Like, this is ridiculous, you guys. He loves her.
At the end of your life, you're going to regret not being more
loving.
Upfront.
You're right. He is loving. Ta-da! Oh.
Then maybe Emma should leave. Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Because she deserves both things. To be shown it and feel it and to be told it.
We do hit different senses, you know?
Okay, well, we don't have time to get to...
Do you love her?
I do all the time.
Yep.
Who's the winner? Like, there were more calls for him.
There were a lot of people on the phones were saying they were split.
Okay.
So what do texts look like?
Texts are strong towards him, but then there's some really good points the other way for her.
The only ones you read. Oh my God.
Also, I think that someone called you Kirkland Pete Davidson. They said Erica.
Called me?
Erica, stop upsetting Kirkland. Oh, maybe they're referring to Zach as Kirkland Pete Davidson. Oh.
I was like, Slacker's not Pete Davidson.
Yeah. Sorry. It was probably Zach and his.
Because I don't have a BDE or what?
I'll take that. I like Pete.
Okay. You guys?
I love Pete.
Yeah, he's great, man.
He's
great.
Oh, my God.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
1059. Oh, God. All right. We're barely holding it together. You want to do this? Or you want to take a break?
I might need to hold my breath for a minute.
Okay.
I can terror in a minute.
News. News. Note.
Yes.
Note. News. Note. News. Note.
Well, you guys are ridiculous.
News.
I made a mistake yesterday on the Instagram stories. If you caught it.
The caption says news or note. If you want to change the name of a feature on the show, we should have a meeting. You don't just do all the passive aggressive thing and be like.
I like the idea of news or note because we're hitting notes when we say.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah.
I also noticed you changed the background to the Erica show, which was weird.
No, I didn't.
She might have.
Oh.
It's news or nope. And if you're keeping score, nobody's used a nope at all. And I have lifted the embargo. Nope away on Mr. Hack.
Okay.
Anybody needs to do that.
Lovely. Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
If your dog is one of these 10 names, you are unoriginal. Okay,
basic.
I'm going to do top five male and female dog names.
Can I guess? Because sure. I haven't seen it. Sure. Is Max one?
Max is number one.
Yeah, Max. I know so many Max dogs.
Yeah.
That's I number don't know one for, a single
number
one.
Number one for men.
Really?
For boys. For yeah, this dog is a man.
Can I guess the girl? Oh, because I don't want to get them all right. Never
mind. Guess the girl.
What if I get both?
That's cool.
You guys, anybody want to guess? Because I have one.
I have a guess.
Okay.
What's it start with?
L.
Mine starts with a B.
Okay, you go.
Oh my gosh. You guys might be one and two.
I want to say Luna.
Number one.
Bella.
Number two.
Yes! Yes! Let's go.
Number three for girls is Daisy. Four is Lucy. Five is Ruby. Back up to the boys. Hank, Teddy, Cooper, and Gus.
Hank?
Yeah.
I think like a big, like a Hank.
Or Teddy? I don't like any of those.
I had a hamster named Teddy growing up.
Huh? Really?
Yeah. He was weird. He got mites and died.
He got what?
Mites. It's like little bugs that...
I thought she said mice.
No. Oh, yeah. I can't believe you guys got so many...
Max, though, when I was growing up, Max was exclusively a German Shepherd name, and now everybody uses it. It's like, when I think of Max, it's got to have that long nose and, like, be sniffing out drugs.
Okay.
But, like...
My sister just got a new dog, Cooper, also on the list.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
Chocolate Lab.
Cooper, I love that.
Notice, no Swansons.
Yeah, it's a weird name.
It's original. Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
No, don't do it.
Star and close personal friend Bobby Bones is in the news for his time with Dancing with the Stars.
On.
Yes, yes, yes.
Did you really just call him close personal friend?
Oh, I forgot.
They share shoes.
That's not, yeah. Dude, Bobby was stoned to the gills and he gave you his Nikes. That's not your friend. Sorry, am I allowed to say that?
I don't know.
Well, I think people know he's kind of a like.
I don't know.
No, he was cool. I don't know.
Tiak, if you don't know the story, if you missed it, we were in the same hotel as Mr. Bones. Mm-hmm. Tiak accosted him at the elevators.
Yeah.
Because he was wearing Travis Scott Jordans.
Yeah.
Very cool.
The rare and elusive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The canary, the yellow
canary
ones.
Yellow with the blue swooshy.
Yeah. Good
backwards
memory.
Backwards swoosh because
there you go.
It's a Travis Scott.
Yeah.
And you're like, cool shoes, man. Like, that's his big moment to talk to Bobby Bones, his close personal friend.
Cool, icebreaker.
Cool shoes,
I think
man.
It's great. Find a way to connect with someone that you look up to in your career.
Thank you. Well, okay. That's how we met.
And then
we weren't close then, but we met.
And then
Bobby's like, you want them?
Yes, it's wild. Yeah.
You're not sober if you hand somebody your shoes at a Marriott. Like, you just
or
don't.
You're a good person and you want to share joy.
It's Bobby Bones. Okay, so why is he in the news?
So Tom, I'm going to get the, what's the host's name? Tom Bergeron?
Tom Bergeron.
Bergeron, okay.
Former host.
Former host has been on the podcast tour talking about his history with the show. He said that the one winner that surprised him.
Did you say Dancing with the Stars?
Or Dancing with the Stars. Sorry. With Dancing with the Stars. Thank you. Yeah. He says the one winner that surprised him was Bobby Bones. He said that's the one that made me go, I don't know. Well, Bobby has responded to that. Oh, God, and he Bobby. Has, which I...
You're better than this, Bobby.
I like it. He sent the trophy back. He said, you don't want me? Take the trophy back. I don't care. I don't want it.
I'm Bobby Bones.
I like it.
Did
I respect
Tom
it.
Did Tom even host that season?
I think he did. Okay. Yeah. Look. Dancing with the Stars is bigger than ever. I would hold on to that mirror ball for dear life.
But that's why I like that he sent it back. Because
no, that's
it,
baller.
There's meaning behind it. It's like, this is it. This, it's like
I'm sending, Bobby Bones, man.
Yeah, I think there was like controversy. Now, correct me from what I was reading, because I have not watched that season. But that was when the fans voted and also the judges. And they were kind of like, well, the fans are really what made Bobby win. And that's not fair because
he was not good.
He probably should
he really
have won,
wasn't.
But.
If I recall, that's like the talk of the show is like, oh, and that winner, ooh.
But he's on so many radio stations across the country that the fans just voted
fans
for.
Vote. And I think they've since kind of changed how they do it. So
they weighted the judges more.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So that was what started. But Bobby was like, well, I went, I worked
good
hard,
you,
I tried
Bobby.
My best. You don't want me? I'll send the trophy back.
And now the next season, they'll probably do a big
they'll
moment.
Bring him back in.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. We're falling for
we'll
it.
We'll see if they got anything.
You're not friends.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Speaking of friends, we all need a friend like Cynthia Erivo. I don't know if you saw, they were at a premiere or something for the Wicked Part 2.
Okay.
And a fan rushed Ariana Grande on the carpet. Cynthia responded faster than the bodyguards and like pushed him off, her biceps and her shoulders, like insane.
Shut up.
And like went to town and blocked Ariana. Like it is insane. And it's just a reminder, I don't know, be a good person, be on your best behavior, don't tackle people.
Be aware
people.
Of your surroundings.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, is that the end? We have time for one more? We have time for one more. Are you ready for one more? She's not.
I got nothing.
Back?
Let's see.
All right.
Close personal friends in the news.
All right. And it fizzles to the finish.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. Off air, a moment ago, Slacker was just yelling at T-Hack about his sneeze. And you were being quite unkind.
Okay. Well,
I want to make something clear.
What?
Do you know what today is?
What? Oh, gosh.
It is World Kindness Day. Oh. And you were sitting here telling T-Hack, we got to work on your sneeze, man.
He has the worst sneeze. You two are in competition, Erica and T-Hack. We need to just constantly roll the video cameras when we're not on the air to get these two. You, princess, cool it with the holding it
she
in.
Like, yeah, she holds them in.
That's ridiculous, and you're going to die.
No, I'm not.
Your eyes are going to pop out of your face.
It's not a real thing.
It's a real thing. Look it up. People have died. I had an
uncle.
You're going to
burst a vessel in your eye?
I've done that once before, but not from sneezing. I never knew how that happened.
You don't?
No. Probably I just one day woke up and was like, no. I think I was stressed. It was weird.
You anyway. Literally had like the weird red line in your eye?
Mm-hmm. I
had
that right once when I was young too. Wedding.
Oh, God.
Ooh. It went away, miraculously.
Before the wedding?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm with you, though. I'll hold him in sometimes.
I'm not holding him in. I'm sneezing the way I sneeze.
No, you're not. Because I've heard you let it go. You know how to let it go. You have.
In front of you?
Yes. And I don't remember why. It might have been, like Ocean Prime, Sauvignon Blanc, Erica.
I literally can't ever talk about that ever again. That next day, well, it was my first week here.
Yeah.
And I came in, help me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were hammered. But here's the point. T-Hack, I want to say this. Maybe you don't know this fun little fact. Did you know, what is a sneeze to you? Make the sound. Not the one that you do. There you go. Do you know it changes in different countries?
No.
Huh? Legit. Brazilians sneeze, aching.
Really?
Interesting.
I'm not even, because like the first time my ex-wife, she's like, aching. And I was like, what? And I just sat around. I lied in wait going like, please sneeze again. I'm trying everything. I'm like throwing hay fever and like just anything to get her to sneeze. And it's like, and then you go to Brazil and they all do it. It's insane. There's different sneezes.
So we just like learn how to sneeze by saying achoo. I don't think I even say, I just go like.
You go. And you're like, you do this thing. You're like your whole, it's so, just but let it out.
How am I hurting you? And how is T-Hack hurting you?
How T-Hack hurts me is because I am a person, I don't care where I am, and we can have this discussion. If you're like, if I've been at like a dinner and somebody at the table behind us goes, achoo, and I'm like, 3, 2, you sons of, no one at their table does it. I'm like, God bless you. Like, what the hell? No, like you have, you somebody have to has that. To say it.
Well, that's somebody very kind has to say of you. It.
Okay, well, I don't know, when he sneezes, I don't know it's a sneeze. Here's T-Hack sneeze.
It is a bit coughy.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's a sneeze. I don't feel anything in my throat when I do it.
There is
but
zero.
But that's what it sounds like, yeah.
It's supposed to go, ha? Huh? There's supposed to be a beginning,
okay.
Right?
Ah?
And then a
that's so something. Dramatic. I just get it done.
I'm with you.
Thank you.
Should I be able to, as the person whose name is on this show, God, I love pulling that rank. You know what? When we first changed it to the Slacker Show, I hated it. Now I love it. And you know whose fault it is? Erin.
Right, because she put her face
she started
up to
pointing,
the,
yeah. She started pointing to
no,
the...
No, no.
Yes. You're Hack. The first one who pointed at it.
Hack did it first.
Oh.
I think I did it one time.
He got up and stood and put his face directly against the logo on the TV.
I thought you did that.
No,
she did that after.
Yeah.
I did it once and learned. Aaron took up the mantle. That's where you're getting confused.
I'd like to know a couple things. Can you change your sneeze?
Yes. No. 1,000,000% you can.
Here's the thing.
Just like you can change your laugh.
That was my next question.
Yep.
I think you can. Because when I was young, this is going to resonate with Aaron again. When I was young, I had a weird laugh.
How'd you laugh?
Why does that resonate with me?
Because people think you had a weird laugh. And you didn't change yours.
I didn't change mine. Yeah.
Because you
currently?
Said. Like
yeah.
in high school, people were like, your laugh is stupid. It's like, now you can listen to it every day from 3 to 7.
Yeah, that's what got me into.
I've never once been like, guys, should we talk about Aaron's laugh? Like, never.
Oh, you haven't been in all the meetings that
yeah,
we have
I guess
about
not.
It. But like, I think you can, because I changed my laugh. Whatever my laugh was. Because my father, Rip, laughed like this. I am not exaggerating. This is horrible. That's exactly how he laughed.
No.
Cha-cha-cha. I mean, people would dance around him, merengue.
Like, I never even laughed. Laughter just happens.
I know, but you can change it.
Cha-cha-cha-cha.
That's my father. Yeah. He's not doing it anymore. He's very quiet.
Yeah.
But, so, can you change your sneeze? And if you can we force T-Hack to do so?
I'll take lessons, I guess.
303-222-5423. I want your sneeze to sound like this. Ready?
Okay.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Erica would like to veer away from being a radio show.
Yep.
And do a cooking show. She wants to do a topic she calls
I don't actually want to do the cooking.
Potluck is what we're calling this?
No!
What are we calling it?
It's what you would bring to your family or friend's Thanksgiving.
Ooh, a friend's Thanksgiving is, for some reason, it's different. It's like you have more range.
Yeah, like with your families, it's like, well, mom's probably doing a lot
right.
of it.
If it was my family, I wouldn't bring what I, like, yeah.
Okay, so
if it was friends,
you know what?
Hooker.
More range. That took
way more range. So much more range.
I got excited.
Did you mean food?
And was just going to say, yeah. Well, what'd you bring to a Friendsgiving?
Right. So are we looking for ideas? Like pitch us on the, because here's my thing. First off, I know I did the potluck thing just to make you mad.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. I hate potlucks. If I'm entertaining, I'm going to entertain. I don't like it.
You won't even let Susie from down the road bring her famous dish.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, whatever it is, even if it's not Thanksgiving or Christmas or Easter or whatever, like Susie from down the road, oh, I make this great manicotti. That doesn't fit what I'm doing. Like, you're...
Mm-hmm. Then host a manicotti party.
Correct.
What like, is wrong with you
like
guys?
Like, sometimes they just bring, oh, I make this side dish that's Norwegian and it's got blood sausage in it and stuff. It's like, right. Don't bring that. That's disgusting. And it doesn't fit what we're doing.
Okay, well then my question for this particular thing is what do you bring that always gets eaten? You can't say that on the radio.
I said it so slowly the second time.
I don't think we can bleep all of it. It'd be way too long, so you kind of a technicality there.
Do you have any examples?
My examples are...
Oh, okay, yes. This is her idea. So.
I am either bringing copious amounts of Kim Crawford Sauvignon Blanc.
I think that's kind of a given, right?
No! What are you going to... T-Hack's answer for potluck was water.
Boo.
I would bring water.
So,
is that
water?
What I said?
I thought so.
Didn't you want to bring that for like a company potluck or something? Always wants to bring bread.
I did want to bring bread, and I would bring bread to Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
That's a good one.
Thank you. Yeah, but like the host is going to have bread.
Oh, we got too much bread. Has that ever been said?
I don't think this is going well.
Okay. We want it to go better than this, but like...
My other thing would be... I would call my mom, ring. Mom, can you make a pumpkin pie? She makes the best pumpkin pie. Okay. The best pumpkin pie.
Why can't you do it? Why can't you have her send you the recipe?
You think I bake?
No, but
she doesn't even know where the kitchen is in her house.
No, I do, and it's very small.
a very, very wise man once said, I believe it was Gandhi, anyone can cook. So,
I think that was
Remy Rat.
No, it wasn't Remy. It was Gusteau.
Oh, you're right.
Well, I don't know. I don't spend my time watching Ratatouille.
It is a banger of a movie. I'm sad I got that wrong.
Yeah. So I would say you could probably learn to make, if you get your mom's recipe, you can do it. Because I doubt your mom is out there slaughtering pumpkins and like doing the thing.
No,
like she's buying Libby's in a can and dumping it into a pre-made crust.
No, she makes her own crust. You take that back.
Ooh.
Shut up. She is dope.
If she does apple, she like cuts out the little like leaf.
Oh, okay.
Cute.
She's kind of, okay.
My mom, I wouldn't think I came from her.
Sleep with your mom. I mean, meet your mom. Meet your mom.
Dude, you've met my mom. She's been here.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
She's married.
That too.
Is she a fanatic about it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Stay away from my mom.
Okay. If you have, okay, this is crazy, but we're like, we need suggestions, side suggestions. Can we call it that?
Yeah. If your thing is the turkey, tell us how you make it, baby.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, it's like, what's your Thanksgiving? What's your turkey day go to? 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
I have been wanting to text my buddy Chad to have him.
It is my buddy Chad, but I'm going to let you finish.
To see if he will teach me how he makes his charcuterie boards. They are a work of art.
I'm sure they are. The good news is all the ingredients can be bought.
I know, no, but way he sets them up.
So can all the ingredients of a pumpkin pie. It's like, but you have to learn how to. Dude, you don't know.
It is insane.
Have you met Chad? I don't know if you've met Chad.
I think Chad's the one I haven't met.
His OCD is at a level. I love you, Chad. Where he like folds each piece of salami into a rose.
Yeah,
and you're like,
yeah.
Bro, I'm just going to shove it in my head.
Right.
You don't have to do that.
He does it too. Him, yeah. Not his wife.
Correct.
No. His wife, Stacy, is like
a
in the
woman.
Other room down in a bottle of Silver Oak. Like she's getting paid for it.
I want to hang out with
you. You and Stace will hang out and I'm in there. And then he knows how to put like the rosemary, like just throws the sprigs and
where
like
to
almonds.
Put the honey
like,
or whatever. Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah.
His charcuterie boards are next level.
This
You're
is
right.
an amazing example.
Why'd you do the weird arms?
Because I thought this was going very poorly.
I will say this, back to the pie thing. I would bring a pie. This is a shameless plug. If you haven't tried it, Legacy Pie Company, there's a bunch of them, but the one I go to is on Tennyson. There's a Post Oak barbecue right next door and a cat cafe across the street in case you want to touch a cat.
No,
like really, like you can do everything right
Not
there.
Not the what he...
Right.
Yeah. No, an actual cat.
Right.
Their pies are so stupid. I think you probably have to pre-order. If you haven't pre-ordered yet, you might not get, but they're, it's like, and their cherry pie. I know it's not Thanksgiving. Their cherry pie. Dude.
Ooh,
do you like cherry pie?
I do, yeah.
I look at me in the eye. I am going to bring you one.
Legacy?
Oh, really?
Legacy pie, and even have personals. If you want just a personal.
Oh, they're all a personal.
And Aaron, they make GF
pies. Woo, let's go.
They're so good. I'm like, Legacy, you owe me one. That like, they're the best pies I've ever had in my life.
Do you think they make strawberry rhubarb?
For sure they do.
Might be seasonal, favorite. But yeah.
Yes, they have everything. It's one of my favorite things. So here's what we need. Anything from desserts to the weird little peas with the pancetta in it, or whatever it is. What's your satisfying side or how do you make your turkey? We're cooking on the Slacker Show today.
Yeah, let us cook.
303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Erica has asked to do pie.
Nope. Friendsgiving.
Friendsgiving.
Yeah.
Like what you bringing to the Friendsgiving?
Mm-hmm.
And I've already taken the best one, so you have to come up with other things.
What's yours?
I can't believe she asked.
The woman.
I know we have a ton of texts, but I want to get to this call real quick. Taylor?
Yai.
What do you bring into Friendsgiving?
My mom's world famous whipped mashed potatoes.
Okay, let's talk about them. Do you know how to make them?
Oh, absolutely. You got to have the Idaho gold potatoes.
I'm a Yukon gold, but the gold is better. Gold,
yeah.
You got to do the gold, less of a skin on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you got to take all the skins off anyway.
I know, but it's just there's something about the roughness. They're, those potatoes sometimes just like mash different.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Exactly.
They're so good.
I just saw a text that made me excited.
Keep going.
And you got to add a tub of sour cream, block of cream cheese.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Bye.
Yeah, wait.
Bye.
Sorry. A tub of sour cream?
A tub.
You're
don't
disgusting.
Don't knock it until you try, because when I say world famous, not a single person who tries them has to have the recipe. And the thing is, you got to whip them, and there can't be a single lump in the mashed potatoes, and they're phenomenal, and they're better the next day.
I'm so down.
I just realized there are some restaurants I eat at that their mashed potatoes have lumps in it,
yeah,
and I don't hate it.
Ugh.
No, the lumps are fine.
If it's got to be lumpy, right, like this is on purpose.
Yes.
Or literally like almost potato soup.
Oh my gosh.
It's the rogue lump
yes,
that you're worried
like,
about.
What's that?
What was that?
Yeah. Man,
I cannot wait.
They are
to
phenomenal.
Get my mom's mashed potatoes.
Bro, though, I mean, it's okay. I'm just saying this. I don't like white and creamy things.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So the sour cream, no way. But the fact that you're putting sour cream and cream cheese,
yeah,
that's disgusting, dude.
Is she making 400 potatoes at
disgusting.
A time?
Okay.
Don't knock it till you try it.
Okay.
And with the Yukon Golds, there's no white. It's all gold.
You're right. And the potato, that's the weird thing is on the plate, the potatoes are yellow.
Yeah.
It's there. And so people go, what'd you do? And it's like, I swear to God, I promise
this
you.
It's like yellow snow.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
Not eating that.
Could be butter.
Will you text us your mom's address? And we'll swing by and have some. Thank you. What are some of the texts we've gotten?
So many. Erin had one that startled her.
I got very excited because why didn't we think about this? We talk about it all the time. We eat it so much it makes us throw up.
Oh,
deviled eggs.
Yeah, several people have written
yeah.
in about deviled eggs.
Oh my God.
One woman said, my husband and I make the deviled eggs, but we add pickled jalapeno juice and chopped pickled jalapenos to the filling. We top it with crispy bacon.
That sounds great.
You guys, I am... Yeah. Like, I don't think I'm going to be able to finish the show. I need a deviled egg, like, right now.
Mm-hmm. Grape salad. I never bring any home, whatever
what
that
is
means.
Grape salad?
White Castle frozen hamburger dressing disappears every year. Not kidding. I think they mean stuffing.
What?
White
That's
Castle
a thing? Somebody Google that.
White Castle frozen hamburger dressing. So my theory is they take the frozen hamburgers and turn it into stuffing.
So they
T-Hack
like...
T-Hack might finally get on board with something here.
Yeah.
I would just go to White Castle.
Probably. There aren't any White Castles here. But
why
like you, you just you grind them up, I bet. And then like cook it again with like the turkey juice.
Yeah, it's definitely a recipe that
wow.
you can use.
Wow, that's burger. Amazing.
Mm. Okay.
My husband makes a chicken pot pie casserole. It gets destroyed every year.
Oh my God.
very simple, but it's a staple in my house. My grandma, rest in peace, you mix maple syrup and peanut butter and stuffed celery sticks in it.
Kind of like ants on a log, but elevated.
And like maybe you make it in a turkey?
Okay.
Okay.
That's too
much. And someone gets told, not asked, to bring my bacon-wrapped jalapeno poppers.
It's another cream cheese vessel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sweet potato casserole as well?
Delicious.
My sweet potato casserole will change your life. So if anybody's in town, you can have that.
And one person said, where'd it go? Oh, I wrap my turkey in a bacon blanket. That way you don't have to baste it.
Ooh. I sleep with one every night. I already have it.
Oh my gosh.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
So there's a new trend happening and I want to just take a little credit for it.
Oh, you started a trend?
I don't know that I started. I don't
I
even know.
I think you did.
So
I think you
did.
I'll back you.
There's a Christmas trend.
No, he's no. First, that just reminded me.
What?
You Slacker thinks that he started matching pajamas as well.
For sure.
You didn't.
Slacker.
For sure.
No.
Do you know how many millions of people do matching pajamas?
Do you know how much older I am than all of them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot.
They do them now.
Yeah, they do them now.
I don't think you...
That was not... I'm going to tell you this.
That one upsets
do
me like no
Do you understand?
Other.
Okay, it was my Christmas tradition was to go find matching pajamas for all my kids, myself, and my wife. And
you only have been doing this since you had kids?
Yeah.
You did not start this.
Exactly. Okay. Thank you.
Let me explain something to you. Then why was it so effing hard to do? Now you roll into Target, Walmart, Amazon storefront. It's just like matching.
Because other people were trying to find.
Once I talked about it on this radio show that was syndicated in Madison, Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Indianapolis, Houston.
Yeah, like, you know who drives
the trend?
Then
it took off.
What? Wisconsin. The Wisconsin people are driving.
The Batchers? The people who are the Batchers? Like, yeah.
I'm
telling you right now.
I have never seen such delusion in you.
Right.
Dude, so no, so it's just, it's coincidence that I talked about it on the show, mm-hmm. and now Amazon sells them, Target has them, Walmart has them. That's, it is, that's coincidence.
Because you and about 200,000 other families mm-hmm. had the same idea, and it started becoming a demand,
I
and
had
they
the
were
idea,
meeting the demand.
And I said it on the air.
Yeah,
it
was they only, didn't say it on the air, exactly.
Correct.
You only had, 18 years ago?
Yeah.
Dude.
No, no. I started it even before we had kids. I started, I would just get it for me and Glau, and now it's like, even my King Supers has them. Speaking of King Supers, my King Supers sells clothes. You can buy clothes at my King Supers Ooh. While you're picking up a bag this weekend.
Yay!
The matching Christmas pajamas trend began in the 1950s.
I'm doing a plug for our backdrop right now, so
the 1950s.
You know what? I can go on ChatGPT and find the wrong answers,
Department
too.
Store catalogs were
104th and Chambers.
We'll be there 9 a.m. till the bags run out.
And they bought, you know what? I don't know if they're there yet, but I bet you that King Supers has matching PJs.
They probably do.
And they're like, thank you, Slacker. In fact, I'm going to go in and talk to the, I'm going to talk to the people at the store and see if they thank me for it.
I've never been this angry with you.
Great.
Thank you.
Be angry, but also thankful when you're sitting in your little thing. Because now, now it's gotten so far that they even sell it for daddy, mama, kid, and, oh, what? Dogs.
Yep.
I did know you
matching
were going to bring that
PJs
up.
PJs for the dogs.
Mm-hmm. I might have to get Swanson some this year.
We dress the dogs.
No.
Beautiful dogs.
Stop that.
He's an innovator, and I'm grateful to work with you, honestly.
Thank you. And here's another thing. This is what I was trying to talk about
I'm
before
sorry.
Aaron so rudely interrupted. The other trend I started that I really want TX to do, it might be a little too soon with Hazel.
Okay.
Cancel Christmas. No, just stop giving the kids presents on Christmas.
Oh, yeah, just take away the thing the kids love the most
Listen,
about Christmas.
Santa will still come.
Okay.
But mom and dad.
If they're good.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But this was one of the biggest decisions we made. It was after I came off the high from being the innovator on the pajama thing. Mm-hmm. I was like, I need the next idea, you know?
I need the next idea. This room.
Good. Bye. You going to go get some jammies?
Only
get
for
them matching
Swanson.
Ones for all of us.
Now that's
Oh my
cute.
God. He's an idea man.
You like there was a year and I know because you've just had birthdays and stuff. Mm-hmm. I know you will understand exactly what I'm saying. There was a year where between Santa, grandma and grandpa, whatever, my son was shoving full boxes, unmade boxes of Legos aside to make room to do homework. And that's like, hey, do you want to make any Legos this weekend? Nah. It's like, well, you have like 10 different, you've got the Pirates of the Caribbean, you've got the Millennium Falcon, you've got like all these. And I'm like, that is $1,000 worth of Legos sitting there.
Yeah.
For what? He doesn't even care anymore.
Right.
Like, you just said, cancel the thing the kids want. They don't.
Well, they love the gifts and they love making their list. So what's your suggestion?
You look at them and go, here's $1,000 that you don't even care about. I could take that $1,000 and we could go somewhere. We could go. And it's like, and then we all get together and we plan a trip. It's like, you want to go somewhere warm?
Like you don't
go to Mexico?
Do you go over the holiday?
Yes. So then,
I don't think it has to be over the holiday, but
it's
you just put
super fun if you can. Because then it's like Christmas night. You're like, let's see if Santa can find us.
Or Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve night. Yeah, you're sitting there in your matching pajamas that are even available in Cancun, Mexico. Who knew, right? Because the trend has hit all the way down there.
People said 1950.
Like the first year we went down there, I had to fly him down with me. But then eventually we could just buy him in Mexico because of the reach of this show.
You were buying...
People probably saw you in the lobby with him.
Yes. Yeah.
So, this will be the thing we fight about forever.
Great. Let's fight about it. The point that I'm making is they'll never forget that Cabo trip. They'll never forget that Cancun trip. That Lego set is in tiny little pieces in their room right now.
But what age?
Yeah, and also what about the tradition of Christmas, mm-hmm. the Christmas morning where you're at your house and it's
you
like...
You still get a little bit of that. That's why I don't think you need to travel during Christmas.
Oh, so no fun. Tree. If you're in...
You still set the tree up and stuff?
In Mexico?
No, I mean, you don't need a tree that morning. But like a lot of the resorts, they're not...
You absolutely need a tree that morning. How
no, you don't.
Is Santa going to find you without stockings and a tree?
It's so strange, but like, it was weird. I don't know if Santa like called... I don't know how this works, but it was like Santa called the Tooth Fairy.
To track him down.
Because the presents that year were like around the bed. And even like, I remember the one year Santa brought each of my kids AirPods and they were like, they woke up and they're like, oh yeah, they kind of did like, oh, we don't have a tree. So I wonder if Santa found us. Like, I don't know. And then they like, oh, under their pillows were
what
little,
oh my
Santa
gosh.
Is like dope, right?
Yeah. He doesn't miss.
He doesn't miss. He's but been that so felt consistent. So Tooth Fairy move that I feel like maybe they consulted each other. And they, I think in the conversation, it was like, you should tell other people about the pajama thing.
Oh, no. And I'm against you. The tradition.
This is a new tradition. The first year that we all ran downstairs was the first year we all ran downstairs, right?
I bet you invented that too, huh?
I wasn't around.
Did you invent running? Is that how old you are?
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I want to let everybody in on a little behind the scenes factoid here.
I don't like this.
Yeah,
I knew you wouldn't.
Dude, okay. I want to explain how this show works let the fourth wall down a bit.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to.
Yeah, but no, you don't do that. Oh. I'm doing that.
Okay.
We've all done a show together for a while now, and we have a certain level of trust, and sometimes the song is running out, and one of us will go, we don't have to talk about that news story. I've got something that I'd like to talk about. And there's a level of trust between us.
For sure.
Where I just go, he's probably got a killer list about pumpkins or something, or I don't know, Christmas, like whatever. But if you're going to do something, I don't like it. I don't like what you're saying right now.
I'd like to tell everyone about one of Slacker's biggest pet peeves.
Oh, and is it when you peel back the fourth wall?
That's number two.
Yeah, okay.
No. Number one. So on this show, we give away prizes. We have tickets, gift cards, whatever the prize may be. And we want to hear your best story to win the tickets. And a lot of times, every once in a while, you'll get somebody who calls in and we get them on the air and they start by saying something like, this is going to win the prize right here. This is the best story right here. I've got it.
You are under my skin.
And Slacker's not alone. We all instantly, that's such a turnoff. Like, this is kind of a pro tip to anyone listening.
Yeah.
Don't say that.
Because it's only a letdown.
Yeah, we don't like it.
It's not even a pro tip to anyone listening. It's to any human who's going to interact with another human. Unless you have a story where you met the Pope and you were stranded in an elevator and you had to eat a third party to survive because you were in there for 6 months and you became religious and now there's like throngs of people who worship you because like what? Other than that, you don't know that you have the best story ever. You don't.
Mm-hmm.
So don't, like, if you're just sitting in a bar and it's like, hold up. I have a story that's going to blow your mind. You don't know. You don't know what will blow my mind. Wow. So relax.
I'm guilty of this.
You don't ever say, this is the best story.
But I often will go, I got a good one for this. Or when people ask my fiance, or ask me how my fiance and I met, I often go, it's a good story. And don't I shouldn't do that. Do that.
Don't do that.
Well, now I know.
Well, you could say it's a funny story.
It's
but
not
you
funny.
Don't say.
It's cute.
I don't think, you know what? I'm not trying to let you off the hook. I don't think a good story is that bad of a thing to say.
Okay.
It's when you say, this
will win.
This is a bet. I'm going to tell you right now.
Right. You hate it.
I'm going to get in a lot of trouble for what I'm going to do right now.
Oh.
Our boss one time had to pick up a package of fish.
Okay.
And he was like, I have the most unbelievable story about picking up fish. It was 90 minutes. It was totally believable. Every minute of the story, believable. Just like, that's what happens when you go out to the airport. You know, they're just, they drag their feet. Then I had to go talk. And you're just like, man, you could just tell the story. And then the whole time I'd be like, that's a good story.
Right.
But you started with, and I'm waiting for the Pope and the elevator and the car, like the cannibalism. Mm-hmm. And
I really hope he doesn't hear this.
No, I think he knows.
Something tells me Slacker, let him know.
I did it because it was me and our bigger boss.
Tough.
Okay.
Should probably just.
Okay.
This will be my resignation.
Yeah.
This is the moment.
Well, I say all of this, the behind the scenes curtain. I know this is such a big.
I'm so
like,
nervous
pet
right
peeve
now.
For you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say this to you right now. Slacker, the story I'm about to tell you is going to give you goosebumps. Like you have never had in your life before.
You understand that I'm prone to goosebumps.
There better be ghosts.
No, wild coincidences.
Dude.
What on earth?
The strangest thing.
Be very careful, dude.
I know.
This is either your finest hour or your final hour.
Okay.
Do you understand?
I do, yes.
And you're willing to proceed.
Yes, and you're willing to admit when you get goosebumps. Because you will.
You gotta be willing.
And I want people, if you're listening, text in. If you get them, I want bump or no bump. 303-222-5423.
That sounds wrong.
Yeah, that sounds like...
gander. What do you want to...
Bump or no bump.
Text something.
It's a new dating site. And if you have an STD, you can like...
A way you intake things.
Oh.
What?
A white powder?
Yeah.
Oh, bump. Oh. Yeah.
I've never
done it. Then I bumped again. I want something
No way.
Else. You didn't know that song's about cocaine?
No.
That whole song is about cocaine.
Can we get to his bump? Charmed?
No, Semi-Charmed Life. Go back.
I honestly didn't know that either.
That
I
whole song
again
is like,
and I bumped again.
Dude, the whole song's
to get
about
me
cocaine.
Through this.
Goosebumps, right? To get me through this. Yeah. Semi-Charmed Kind
Wait
of
Wait until
life.
You hear about Eric
baby,
Clapton.
Baby, I want. Here's the great right. thing.
Okay.
If we kill just another few seconds here, we could prolong his incredible story.
Yeah. Do we think we should hold it? We've just absolutely shattered your opportunity.
How long is your story?
It's not that long.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So I go, my wife orders from Noodles & Company. I go to pick it up for her. Okay. So she's ordered it on her phone. I walk in to pick it up and I say, hi, I've doing this all the time. So I go, hi, got an order to pick up for Angie. She's just a second. She's looking and she says, yeah, I don't know. Is it under like a different name or something maybe? And I go, no, I mean, maybe Tyler, but we do this all the time. I don't think it's her. I don't think that's it. And I go, I bet, let me call her. Maybe she just forgot to hit submit and I'll just have her like reorder, whatever. And then the lady goes, no, you don't have to call her. I see her order here, but it says it was already picked up. And I was like, okay, who picked it up? Who do you think? And the lady looks at me and she says, it's kind of a taller guy. He had a beard. He had kind of dark, longish hair. Now, as somebody who's kind of tall, beard, dark, longish hair, I don't know what to say to her. It's very awkward. And I say, well, did he look like me? And she looks at me and she says, yeah. Yeah, he did.
Okay.
Are we in the Matrix? Or what is going on? Where is the other T-Hack? Mm-hmm. Why does he live in Parker?
Okay.
How did he pick up my wife's food moments before me?
Mm-hmm. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Were the goosebumps supposed to happen already?
Yeah.
God damn. No.
I got a little like.
No. No. I would have. That would have hit me with goosebumps had you not called it the most incredible story. So.
What happened? Like, so did they remake it?
They remade it, but she was looking at me so weird.
Like for real.
Like, you're just.
She thought.
You're doing a bit or you're.
Do you understand that, like, this is where the goosebumps are going to come? Because last night, you know I don't do social media. I don't doom scroll. I don't get caught up. But, like, I let the algorithm just wash me away last night when I'm laying in bed. And for some reason, it guided me to these, that it's twins.
Okay.
That F with people. Like, they're on the like, one of them is in front of a crowd on the escalator, and then one's going up the escalator, and they're like, hey, is a movie theater up here? And then they all go, yeah. And then they go down a little farther, and then the other one turns around and is like, thanks, I guess I'll turn around and go. And they're like, wait, what? Like, so they're just playing a game. It's like, oh my God,
sure,
there's more than
I've
one
seen
of
those
you.
Guys too. Yeah,
I watched 150 videos from them last night, and now I'm starting to think maybe you're that. Like, there is another you that's out there.
Yes.
Eating your wife's food.
It's so. And now my wife feels like I'm the secret robot one. And she's like, how do I know that you're the real, my real husband?
Did you sleep with her last night?
Why?
Someone did.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I just want to know. And this is going to sound real weird. This is going to sound highly inappropriate.
Yeah.
I just want to know how to be more like T-Hack's wife. I have spent the last about 24 hours being like, I'm not doing it right.
What?
I'm not.
We didn't talk about it on yesterday's show.
Right.
But nothing is ever going to be the same.
Right.
Ever.
As long as I live. All because of your wife, man.
Sorry.
T-Hack rolls into the show yesterday. Sorry, Aaron. With two loaves.
That's what he said.
Yep.
Two loaves of fresh baked bread.
And he didn't just not give Aaron one because he doesn't like her. It's because she is.
It would kill her. Yeah. It would kill her. And right. I know Aaron well enough to know
she wouldn't
care.
Yeah.
She'd be like, fresh bread? Yeah. Let's just see what happens.
So
I'd maybe bird it.
Yeah.
Well,
that's why I've held off for so long on bringing it in, because I know I'm like, if I bring in anything,
no,
Aaron's going to get left out. And I don't, that's
it's
not
fine.
What
it, I'm used to it.
Yes, you're listening. You're about to hear people talk about bread.
Yeah, we haven't stopped.
Like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what else to say other than to say, can you will her to me in the event of your death?
No, because you will have you already have motivation, I think, to take me out.
Dude, that
for
real,
even more.
I don't eat bread. Like, I don't.
You don't seek it out
at all. Even if I'm at a nice restaurant and bread's at the beginning, and everybody's just like, "Oh, I'm tearing it up."
Yeah.
I'm not even tempted.
Oh, I tear it up.
I'm really not, because I also know the trick.
They want you to get full on that. Or no, it's the opposite.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They want your brain to get the dopamine hit, and then you'll really order crazy. Because it's just enough to give your brain the, like, starchy dopamine, like, blah, and then you're just like, they're like, would you like to try that? Yes! You just like, you get feral, and you're like, ugh.
Yeah.
So, and also, I just think, I'm not a huge butter guy. I think bread is the lobster. It's just a vessel to get butter in your, it's
not
like,
anymore.
No, bread's great.
Yeah, you're having some wild stances here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anti-butter and anti-bread?
Well, butter is adjacent to my white and creamy aversion, even though I like it. I just don't, I'm not a person who goes, man, I really wish I could taste the butter. I understand butter's like thing, but like you guys, TX sometimes talks about you butter it and then you butter it again.
Right.
And then you slather butter around your lips so more gets on. Well, and you're like, dude, relax.
It's funny you bring up butter, because that was another thing. I don't know if Tiak has revealed this to his wife, but you said you'd be interested in her making butter as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I have. She does know that. I've sent her, because I get it on my like Instagram and stuff.
Need you to understand, my fiance would never think I should request that Erica makes butter. He would never request homemade bread. He'd be like, she can't.
No, she can't. No.
Right.
No. Yeah.
Well, I don't think I request. I mean, my wife took on this journey herself, and we've
Bread journey.
Yeah, the bread journey. We've been making other changes. I was saying how like we don't buy the shredded cheese anymore. She buys the blocks of cheese and hand shreds them. Like, we're just trying to make those little changes that are make a big impact. And one of them was butter. Yeah, homemade butter. We haven't done it yet, but the bread, she's all in on bread.
What would you like to talk about? Because what I would like to say is I made a grilled cheese last night. Mm. And I had some La Loma green chili. I was going to go home and make like a quesadilla, because La Loma, and I'm like, but I have this fresh bread. Right. So I made a grilled cheese and still warmed up my La Loma green chili. People, if you're not dipping a grilled cheese sandwich into green chili, you're dumb. You are so dumb. You're one of the dumbest people I've ever met.
Well, you just figured it out yesterday.
I know, so but now that it's figured out.
Give everyone a chance to make it.
Yeah, let's catch up before we get called dumb.
But I'm just like,
I also don't know that I've ever had green chili.
That should have been on the Colorado list.
Out! We're going to La Loma after the show. It's right here. There's a La Loma
right here.
Yes, we're going after the show. In fact, we're going to go right now.
Okay.
If you want to hear the rest of this conversation about bread, meet us at La Loma. We're going to be having margaritas and bread talk. No, but like, it's...
I'm just glad that you guys enjoyed it, because I was very nervous about it, that like you guys were just going to go, okay, yeah, thanks.
No.
Yeah.
You gave it to two people who really like to eat, too.
So the last thing I would say is, once again, I feel like I have to say, you described something that you thought was really good, and I'm like, he's dumb, but I'll try it. I took a fresh slice of your wife's bread. I found my toaster.
This feels personal, your wife's bread.
Yeah, no, oh my God. And as I'm running the serrated knife through it, like, I was sort of moaning her name.
Oh my.
I was like,
when we got too far.
No, I do the same.
Angie. Just like back and forth with the knife. And I was like, oh. Because I'd already had the grilled cheese the night before, right?
Right.
So I know what's what's coming for me, right?
Yeah.
So then I find my toaster. I get it down near disaster. Almost pulled everything in the shelf off because the cord was attached to the roaster. Anyway, I get it all down. I make it. And then I hear a little voice saying, butter it twice. So I butter it as hard as I can, but I'm kind of tearing the bread up because the butter's cold. And then I'm like, oh yeah, jelly. So I put the jelly on it.
Yum.
I have that one little weird, it's like all the drinking glasses we had when we were kids, like the weird shaped, it's like a cool, oh my God, I don't even know the brand, but it's like there's chunks of strawberry in there. And I get it on there and I'm about to put it in my mouth and I hear Tiak again going, salt it.
Oh, right.
Always salt it. Yeah. Oh yeah. It's the secret.
Life is never going to be the same.
No, it's not. And now I need to know how to become a better a hack.
You go to Pennsylvania because he's clearly sending his wife there.
What?
To live with the Amish, yes! And learn.
She's from there.
Oh! The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
If you listen to this show for medical advice, well, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the preface for what we're about to do here.
Okay.
Because there's a story that, listen, I think OCD is a real thing.
Of course.
Sure.
But I think there are levels of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's truly, we all go like, oh, I'm OCD about that. And it just means, oh, I like my stove clean. That's not OCD. You know what I mean?
Right.
Right.
OCD is like the obsessive compulsive disorder. Like you have to, like you get caught up in like loops of like fear and like whatever. Well, Eddie Murphy has come out saying he cured himself of OCD. Like he just quit.
Yeah, he said he was doing weird, or what he calls weird stuff. When he was younger, he'd get out of bed multiple times. He just thought he was like, I don't know why I'm doing all this.
What do you, why do you get out of bed? Like he'd get out of bed to check something, like to check.
He was checking to make sure the stove was off. And you know what?
You do that?
At least once a night. Sometimes.
Even if you didn't cook?
Well, we cook almost every night. But I'm like, is the stove off? Is the air fryer unplugged? Are the doors locked? And is the oven off? Which T-Hack gets it.
If I didn't use the oven. I think that's okay. You're only doing it once.
Yeah, but and sometimes it's just a nightly check. And then I forget and I get upstairs and I get in bed and I'm like, and I go back downstairs.
Because the check didn't feel good enough.
Right.
So for some reason it
how
didn't.
Would
like
a check
register. Distracted during the check. Yep, yeah.
Yeah. I know.
Got to make sure the doors are locked. Okay. Oh, and is the alarm on?
Has there ever been a time where you felt like the check wasn't good enough and you went back and you were right? It was on. Ever. Has that ever happened?
The other day I did text you guys that I left the oven on. Remember?
Yeah.
Or maybe more than the other day. And one time I did leave my stove on for like 2 hours.
What?
Like the burner was on?
Like it was on and I had been frying an egg, but then I ate the egg and I just forgot to turn it off for like 2 hours. So it can happen.
Then I can't give you crap or break you of this. Because if it has happened, that's the thing about most ticks. It's just a tick. You're worried about something that's never happened. You're
well,
like,
and
oh.
That's why I don't think that that's OCD for Erica. I think it's just, I have forgotten before, so let me check.
Yeah, but if you just check.
It's just a nightly routine. It's not, hey, I'm going to check the oven 14 times and I'm going to flip the switch 7.
But she went.
Right, which is another kind of it where that you can't.
That's the ticky kind.
Mm-hmm. T-Hack's got a bit of this in him.
A bit? Like T-Hack.
But do you have the numbers thing?
I don't, what is the numbers thing?
It's like people will be like, I have to turn the switch off like 7 times, or I have to make sure that I have to count things and make sure that they're correct.
No, not that. I used to have to set my alarm clock. It would have to equal, like I couldn't set it for 7 o'clock. It'd have to be like 7:07 because 7 + 0 = 7.
What?
And wow. Stuff like that. So I don't know if that's a numbers thing. I don't know if that's related or not.
Are that you feels serious? Related.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
7:07.
Yeah. Like, so if it's like, well, we got to get up at like 6:30. Okay, 6:33 because 6 - 3 = 3. It has to at least, it just felt.
Be an equation.
What about 7 o'clock, 7 × 0 = 0?
Yeah, just the times. Nah.
It has
I don't
to be
know.
Addition, can't be.
Or subtraction.
Are you
I
in
think.
PEDMOS or whatever?
I don't know.
PEDMOS,
I don't
depending
know.
On where you're from.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I used to like just turn the light on in my closet on and off. I wouldn't like check the closet. I would just turn it on, turn it off. Because then somehow that's like, if something's in there, now it's taken care of. It's
like the light.
The light.
Like,
they know I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I ask you?
So just stay in there, buddy.
In your car.
Okay.
You get in and you're listening to the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Is the volume anywhere or does it have to be even? Does it have to be odd? Are you that guy?
They have to go by fives.
Are you being serious?
Mm-hmm. 5, 10, 15, 20.
So if it's
25.
Almost loud enough, you got to go 5 more?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But I don't know. That's a lot of people are like that, I think.
A lot of people are bat guano crazy then.
Hey,
no.
Let's not call them that.
No, I'm just saying, I just need a little more. Just
I
one.
Know.
Just go
I
one.
Know.
Just
yeah.
go boot, one.
I get really weird, kind of like what Erica was saying about the, I know I just checked. Like every day when I leave here, I have a jump drive that has everything on it. Now, I have backups of it and all because it's so important.
Every show we've ever done.
I have the jump drive that I'm like, this is my life. This is so important that I cannot lose this. And I have a special... I am crazy. I have a special bag that I put it in within my bag, so I know it's like in this pouch.
What?
So I can know that it's there.
Yeah.
Okay. I put it in the little pouch, put it in my bag, zip it up. Log off the computer. I might come in here and like make sure everything's good. Go back in there. No one else is here. I open my bag and check to make sure that the jump drive's still in there.
You just put it in there.
I just walked away though. I don't know what happened.
Wants that drive? Nobody wants it. What?
What if it grew legs?
It could. I don't know. I know it doesn't make sense.
So, you think you can Eddie Murphy this? Can you just stop it? Can you?
I've tried it before because I do a similar thing after a DJ gig. Check my bag, make sure I have everything, zip it up, walk out to my car, put my bag in the trunk, and I feel like I got to check it again. I got to check it again because
nobody's touched it but you.
I don't know. Did I zip it all the way? Did it fall out as I walked out? Did somebody come up behind me and try it? Like, there's expensive stuff in my bag.
Right.
So it feels like, but I have been telling myself, no, you just checked it. You just checked it. Don't do it. And most of the time, I'm okay.
Okay. So can you cure yourself? Can everybody just do it? No. I can tell you how I cured myself, and I learned it on this show. It's a word. You just pick a word. Any word. Like pancakes, pickles, bananas, pick a word. And then when you do the thing, say the word. So look at your oven.
And actually say it out loud.
Say it out loud.
Because if you only say it in your head.
My oven's off.
Oh.
Yeah. Pickles. And then you go upstairs and you're like, crap, is the oven off? I already said pickles.
I said pickles.
I know it's off.
I get this way with my curling iron too. Mm. I'm sure you get that.
I don't.
Oh my gosh. I turned around. I'm in the car. Hold on.
Who's crazy?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
I have a little pro tip for people who go thrifting or drop stuff off at a thrift store.
Okay.
I can't tell you now. This is called the tease.
Okay. I've got a warning for Erica. She better watch out because Swanson might come out to get her.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Pennsylvania.
Oh, get on
the inns.
Yeah, get on the horse and the buggy, would you?
Pretty good.
Oh, the Amish thing.
Amish thing. Took a minute. Okay, a man in Pennsylvania said he was accidentally shot. By his own dog.
Swanson.
That's my biggest nightmare.
This is...
Being shot by her dog. Erica's biggest nightmare.
Apparently the man was cleaning his gun and put it back on his bed. So when the dog jumped on the bed, it triggered the gun and it shot him. I don't know how that happens, how he gets his
dog.
Paw.
If the dog got their little paw in there?
Yeah.
Like,
how?
Jump on the bed and you're like, who's a good boy? And he's like, you know?
But again, how does he get one of his toes in the trigger? And then went,
if it's a little dog, it could get it in the little trigger guard.
We're all just believing the story that it was an accident. I think we get the dog in for questioning.
Yeah. He doesn't give me enough treats.
Did the man live?
Yeah, he's expected to recover. Not sure if the dog is going to face any charges.
Okay. He's in the doghouse.
My story is from
Florida. He's still laughing about it.
Slacker gets so mad.
Oh, hey, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. Where's
y'all. I already said my story's from Florida.
He's in the doghouse.
This show should be like 3 hours shorter than it is. A person in Florida, a Goodwill.
Let's go!
I got to remember if I say it a second time.
Yeah.
A Goodwill employee was going through some donations and found something that wasn't supposed to be in there. It was a grenade.
Gosh, a live one?
They're picking up little pieces of the former worker at the Goodwill store because he was blown to smithereens. No, that didn't happen.
Oh.
They called in the bomb squad.
Okay. Wow.
I almost was like, we need to end this segment.
We do the stories where somebody blows up. Yeah. Oddly, this is not the first time a grenade has been discovered at Goodwill.
But was it
who
live?
Just keeps them in their pockets?
Seven times. I think it's, yeah, it's just somebody donated their army vest or something, right, and they just happen to still have a grenade. So check your pockets before you donate stuff to Goodwill.
That store's the bomb.
This place about to blow.
Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.